What a special day! Today, the priest Zacharias would enter into God's temple for an important job. He had waited so long to be chosen for this job. Finally, it was his turn. Zacharias got ready. Soon, he would go all by himself into a room called the Holy Place. He would burn sweet-smelling spices called incense for the Lord. Then, what an honor! Zacharias would say prayers for God's people, the Israelites. Zacharias stepped into the room. It was time to begin his special job. All of a sudden, Zacharias froze like a statue. Someone stood in the room with him. It was an angel. Zacharias felt frightened. Would the angel bring bad news? Had he done something wrong?
"Do not be afraid, Zacharias," said the angel. "Your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will have a son, and you shall name him John."
Zacharias stared at the angel. A son? He and Elizabeth had always prayed for a baby, but now they were too old to be parents. This seemed impossible.
"God will be with your son," said the angel, "and he will become a mighty prophet like Elijah. He will tell God's people that the Savior is coming."
Zacharias shook his head. This was too hard to believe.
"How can I know this will really happen?" he asked.
"I am Gabriel," the angel said. "God sent me to tell you this good news, but because you don't believe me, you will be silent. You won't be able to say a word until your son is born."
Zacharias stepped out of the holy place. All the people were praying and waiting for him outside in the temple courts.
"What took you so long?"
they worried.
"Are you okay?"
Zacharias opened his mouth to answer, but no words came out. The only thing the people heard was silence. Then Zacharias pointed and waved and moved his hands in the air, but still nothing came out. The only thing that came out was silence. No matter what Zacharias did, he couldn't say a word because he had not believed. He would stay silent, just like the angel said. But Zacharias would not always be silent. One day God would suddenly open his mouth again.
"Blessed be the Lord," Zacharias would shout, "for the Lord has kept his promise to send us a Savior."
Then Zacharias would look down at his newborn son.
"My child," he would declare, "you will be the prophet of the Most High God. You will tell people about the coming Savior, the one who will save them from sin forever."
But the day of baby John's birth was several months away. For now, Zacharias had no choice. Today, he would have to stay silent. Sparkies, here's what you can learn from Zacharias's biography. What God says always comes true, even if it seems impossible. God wants you to believe what he says in the Bible right away. Don't be like Zacharias. You can read more about Zacharias in your Bible. Look up the New Testament book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 5 through 25 and 67 through 80.